Hello and welcome back to the Daily Study of the Way of Mastery. I'm Jason Amoroso, your guide and friend, and today we continue with Lesson 11, a meditation into the heart of Christ. And I just need to acknowledge that this lesson, like all the lessons, this lesson is a meditation. It's really here for the reader to feel. To feel, to read, to slow down, to feel the words, to feel what's happening inside of you. Even though when I talk, it's you're processing things with your intellect and your brain, I'm going to invite you to slow down and feel what comes up within you when you hear certain words by Jeshua, certain phrases, certain things that I share. So let's dive in and see what comes up. We're going to continue with paragraph 9, where Jeshua says, "Rest with me and acknowledge that our minds are joined. As you rest again, you might notice that thoughts seem to arise and pass away. But do you not sense them now as though they were coming from a place where you are not? As though you had sunk more deeply to a place of quiet beneath the surface upon which thoughts flow back and forth without ceasing?" This is one of the benefits of meditation. Is you start to quiet the busy, noisy, thinking monkey mind, and you start to, I don't want to even say identify with, you start to experience the observer nature of your consciousness, that thoughts come and go. This is where, in the deeper part of the mind, of the impersonal mind, capital M mind, where we are joined with Jeshua, with all of creation, not just Jesus, with all of, we can't be joined with a body. Bodies, by definition, are separate. And according to A Course in Miracles, they're the symbol of separation. So let us move beyond body identification, physical identification, to capital M, mind identification. This is where all things are joined. And the more you slow down, the more you start to experience that, oh, these thoughts, they're just everywhere. They come and they go. They're not where I am, because I am is pure consciousness. It's the awareness, the observer. And so the more you slow down, the more you start to see, it's almost like if you're at the ocean and there's lots of waves and the waves are really rough. And sometimes you got to hold your breath and you maybe hold your nose and you go under the wave before it crashes on you. And above you, you can hear and feel the loud crash of the wave, and you can kind of feel some of it, but you're also underneath it, and there's like a stillness, there's a calm beneath the waves where you just kind of observe everything. That's been my experience when I was a kid and as an adult, and it's kind of cool, and like that's what we are being invited into by Jeshua in meditation, that you can sink into a place deeper underneath the surface thoughts of busyness about everything. You are not your thoughts. But what we do is we have a thought that's passing through that's like, oh, life's unfair. And we hook into that thought and we give it our attention. We make it valuable. And so what do? We experience the effect of life's not fair. We feel victimized. We feel like things are out to get us, or people are out to get us, or we can never get ahead in life. It's always like the rug's being pulled out from underneath us. But that's only because we've hooked into this thought that was just passing through, that life's unfair. We continue. Jeshua says, "Are you then the thoughts? No, you are not. Are you even the thinker of the thoughts? No, you are not. You are merely that quiet and that presence that observes all of creation flowing through a field of awareness that is the mind of Christ. Unlimited forever are you. Unchanging forever are you. Perfectly changeless are you. We are of one substance, one light, and one truth. Here alone does reality reside. Here alone is reality remembered. Here alone love reigns supreme. Here alone is where you are." And yet it doesn't feel like this because we're so busy in our brain. We're so busy in our survival, paying our bills, going to work, having our jobs, going on the phones, taking care of kids, all these things that are so pressing and urgent. And I'm not saying don't tend to your life, but do we make the space? Do we desire enough to slow down and see the crazy making that we've made in this world, in this modern world that's so busy, so noisy, everything's trying to get your attention. Why do you think that is? Don't you think that's by design of the ego or of whatever? Give me your attention, give me your attention. All the while, it is so simple to sit in silence. It's not always easy for us, especially the more we've conditioned ourselves to stay distracted by the noise of the world, social media, news, all the things that need our attention, especially the body needs our attention all the time. It is simple, though, to be still, to slow down, to close your eyes, to go within, to focus on your breathing. And are we making time for that? And Jeshua has given us an invitation, a process, 5 minutes a day to reside as 5 minutes. I don't have time. Come on now, be honest with yourself. Are you making the time? If I gave you $5 million, if you did 5 minutes every day, you'd do it every single day until you're like, I don't even need the money anymore. So it's not about, do you not have time? But Jeshua was saying, are you? If you can see the thoughts, if you can observe the thoughts being so busy and noisy and swirling when you go within, are you the thoughts? No, you are not. Are you even the thinker of the thoughts? No, you are not. I think it was Descartes. Says, I think, therefore I am. I've heard this, and it made sense to me. It's backwards. I am, therefore, I think or I observe. Existence, consciousness, is the foundation of who and what you are. That's what Jeshua says earlier in the course, that you are literally consciousness itself, awareness itself, with the power to choose where you focus your awareness. And that creates. You have free will, but you cannot decline to create. It is the nature of your being, like water is wet. You are ceaseless creator. Everything in your life, this hurts sometimes. Sometimes we don't want to look at this or acknowledge it. Everything in your life is a creation, even yourself in a way. You've created what you want to believe in. You've created your actions. You've created a belief systems. You've created this human experience. You created your parents. You created the culture. You created the lessons that you would learn. That's how powerful you are. But you are not the thoughts, and you are not the thinker of the thoughts. You are merely the quiet, that quiet and that presence. When you are still in meditation, there's a presence. There's a quiet that just notices, observes, is aware of all of creation flowing through a field of awareness. That is the mind of Christ. The mind, capital M, mind of Christ, is a field of awareness. And there's thoughts floating through. That's it. You are Jeshua kind of goes Yoda on us. Instead of saying you are unlimited forever, he says, unlimited forever are you? Instead of saying you are unchanging. In truth, you are unchanging. He says, unchanging forever, are you? Instead of saying, you are perfectly changeless. You're perfect. You're whole as you are. Nothing can make you better if you're already perfect. Now you just expand in your perfection and your beauty. You extend and expand the good, the holy, and the beautiful more and more and more. That's the nature of God.
Perfectly changeless, are you?
Let's have a little fun. Hey, if we can't have fun, if we can't laugh at ourselves, we're taking things way too seriously. Jeshua says we're of one substance, the essence of what I am, you are, we are, God is. It's all the ocean. You can't have something that's not of the nature of the ocean, meaning of love, of God, of pure intelligence. That's what we are. We're emanations. We're unique emanations of the ocean of love. You can't hear that enough. I don't care if you hear my podcast every day and they say the same thing every day. You cannot hear that enough, that you are an emanation, a unique emanation made of the same substance of God itself. You are of God. So is everything in existence. How could anything be outside of that? One light, one truth. Here alone does reality reside. This is reality, not this thing we've made up that we think is real, that we're trying to just survive and protect and strive and get and gain and not lose. That's not reality. It's a classroom. The Holy Spirit is using it as a classroom with the ego made in fear. But here alone, in the stillness, is reality remembered. Love reigns supreme, and here is where you are. Jeshua is going to give us the good news over and over. We are being invited into a higher level of consciousness, of awareness, and it comes through stillness. Be still and know, I am God in the midst of you, the fabric of your being, not God and me, the universe and me. I hope the universe can give me some stuff. No, God as an expression as you. This is not blasphemy. This is your divine inheritance. This is truth with a capital T. Jeshua continues, in this place that is everywhere at once, and in this eternity that embraces every moment of time, what do we discover? What is it that we share? It is not a body, for bodies are limited, being temporary expressions of the coalescence of thought. It is not the body that we can share. Look yet more deeply. Is it the thoughts that still dance upon the surface far above you? No. What is it then that binds us one to another as one another? Is it not the silence and the awareness of the one with a capital O, the one who observes the arising and passing away of all created things? It makes me think about this movie, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I think it won Best Picture. It's a funky movie. When Moore and I went to see it, she's like, oh, I heard it's really good. And so we were in Charleston. It's funny how you remember certain things. We were in Charleston on a date weekend, and we went to this movie. And when we first sat down, I wasn't really in the mood for like a drama and like heavy emotions. And I'm like, what is this movie? It starts out kind of slow, and then all of a sudden it gets funky, it gets wacky, it gets action-packed, it gets, oh my God, what's happening? And the movie for me is an experience of, especially at the end, with the daughter and the mother and everything, all the different expressions, all the different dimensions and the multiverses. It's it's love that is the tapestry that holds it all together. Not just the love of mother and daughter or daughter and mother, it's the love that is life, that sustains and creates all of it. That's why it makes me think about A Course in Miracles, the opening line, nothing real can be threatened because it's all eternal life, and nothing that is unreal even exists. So we are so concerned about the form of our body, of how long we're going to live and not wanting to die, when there is no death. In truth, there is no death. You may leave the body and you are still aware. You are still consciousness itself, probably with even more awareness because you're not so limited to this human experience. We are being invited to wake up to what reality is, to who we really are. What a gift, what a joy, what a game, what a fun game. In this place that is everywhere all at once, you can't escape God. You can't escape the tapestry, the fabric of existence. It embraces every moment. We do not share a body. We could not share a body. For bodies are limited. Bodies are limited. They're limited in time and space. And this is cool. Jeshua saying, for bodies are limited. They're being temporary expressions. The body is a temporary expression in form of the coalescence of thought. And I looked up the word coalescence, the joining or merging of elements to form one mass or whole. So it's this one thought, the tiny mad idea that somehow we're separate from the isness that has created this form. And then the Holy Spirit uses it as a learning device, as a healing device, as a waking up device. We cannot share the body. Look beyond the surface of the body, of the thoughts. What binds us to one another? It is the silence, the presence, the one. But we can't connect or hear it if we're not still. We can't experience it if we're just distracted all the time. Our attention out there on the external, on the physical. This is Christ consciousness. The Christ consciousness observes the arising and passing away of all things, especially all things in the physical. They arise, they pass away. But there's an energy, like Einstein said, energy is neither created nor destroyed. It just changes form. But we see through the, we give all of our attention to the five senses and see something that's there, a building, and then, or a tree, and it burns down. And we're like, well, the tree's gone. Is it? Or has it just changed or shifted its essence of the energy? Where's the consciousness gone? Jeshua continues. I share with you the depth of a perfect silence. I share with you wisdom supreme. I abide as you are, in italics, I abide as you are, the thought of love, capital L, love, in form. To be in form does not mean to be a body. It means only that the Christ mind, which is the reality of love's existence, truly abides within each of us equally. If this were not so, you could not recognize me. When you read a word or a sentence or a paragraph that resonates within you as being the truth, you could not know it was so if that truth did not already live within you as the reality of your very existence. This is so beautiful. You spot it. You got it. If you feel love when you think of Jeshua or any divine being, angels, if you feel love, if you read a passage in anything in the way of mastery, this is how I feel. It like lights me up. I feel like my heart has burst into flame and all I want to do is experience it more and devote myself to it and express gratitude and feel humble and share it with others. You would not be able to feel these things if it wasn't already within you. If you spot it, you got it. And this works both in the positive and the negative in a way. Meaning if somebody is triggering you and you're like, that person's selfish, if you spot it, you got it. You're just triggered because there's some part inside of you that is judging yourself as selfish. Or if that person's, you know, controlling, and I hate that person, they're so controlling. If you spot it, you got it. If you're upset that someone's controlling, it means somewhere inside of you, you are controlling, even if you're trying to control yourself. But this is the positive version of this. If you spot it, you got it. That's why Jeshua says, I am no different than you in these things, and more you shall do. This is what you are. Jeshua is saying, he could not say it any more clear. You are not a body. You are the thought of love in form, not as a body, but as a consciousness, Christ mind, the reality of love's existence that abides within each of us equally. The ocean is in the drop of the water, and the water is the ocean. It's all one. God is in us, and we are an aspect of the creator, of God. Like this, again, this is not blasphemy. This is the very nature of your being. Well, how does this affect my daily life? How about go out in nature? How about make the effort to go out in nature and see that life is everywhere? We've just given it names and labels, but there's an energy, a consciousness, like the Force in Star Wars. It's the essence of your being, and that life is wanting to always express itself in different ways, in various infinite number of ways life is wanting to express itself, the good, the holy, and the beautiful. How is this practical? This is your life. When you get still, when you commune and you listen, when you give thanks and you abide as 5 minutes as Christ, and then after that ask, how can I extend the good, the holy, and the beautiful? Life will speak to you in a way you can hear it. And then you go out into the world in a body, which is a temporary communication device, and you do the thing that God, life, universe, source is wanting to express itself through you. That's it. It is so simple. It is so simple. Be still, connect, give thanks, listen, receive, and then go do. It takes all the pressure off having to figure anything out. This is the good news. You couldn't be inspired by Jesus, by Gandhi, by whoever you're inspired by, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, whoever inspires you, like in spirit, the spirit is in you. That's how you're inspired. You are you are accessing and opening up to and receiving the divine nature of your being when you experience that in another. You are the thought of love in form. It's already within you. You'll never find it outside meaning. It's missing in me, so I gotta find it. It's hidden somewhere. I gotta seek it out. Nope. You'll never find it that way because you have a belief that it's not in here, it's out there. That's why Jesus is inviting us, Jeshua is inviting us. Quit identifying as a seeker and start being one who has found. There's only a couple more paragraphs in this section, so we're gonna finish up. There's two more paragraphs. Jeshua says, remain with me now. Heed not the call of that part of the mind that would distract you and lead you back to illusions that comprise your world. Here, there are no mates, no careers, no loss, no gain, no pain, no suffering. Here alone, the truth remains shimmering within you. Here is where I am. And this heart that we share is not contained within your body. Rather, the body has emerged from within the power that resides in this holy place. It is provided for you only a temporary learning experience. It will be there when you return, should you desire it. Beautiful. Jeshua is saying, hey, chill out with me here. Remain with me now. Don't listen to the part of the mind that's going to try and distract you to always look out there that you're lacking, the tiny mad idea that you're separate. That will never end. You'll always be searching. Don't heed that call. You can, you have, but it's not as much fun as where we are here, where I am. That distraction just leads you back into the illusions of your world. Here, where I am in the stillness, in the consciousness of your being, in the Christ mind, there's no mates, there's no careers, there's no loss, meaning the way that I interpret that is there's nothing to strive for that will bring you something that you think you're missing. Mates, careers, loss, gain. You can't gain. How much energy do we spend trying to gain more wealth, more status, more self-love? Even. You can't gain it. It is what you are. There's no suffering in this place. And here alone, the truth remains shimmering within you. It's a golden light within you. It is the nature of your being. Amazing. And you can touch this. You can access this. You can experience this. You can become and be this in meditations, in doing the exercises and processes that Jeshua has been giving us. Where I am is this heart that we share, and it's not the heart of the body. It's the heart of God. The body is just a temporary learning experience. Don't hate it. Don't deny that it exists. Just see it for what it is. It takes all the power away from it that we've given it. We're afraid of it. The body will be there if you want it again. So take a break. Hang out with me here. He says, but for now, give yourself permission to rest into the heart of all creation, the still and silent place of perfect peace. What is it that we share if not awareness itself? For here, if anyone were to look, they would see there is no difference between you and myself. You are a shimmering field of awareness. And that same shimmering field comprises the essence of all that I am. You are a shimmering field of awareness, this golden light of awareness. Jeshua, Jesus can't say it any more clear, any more often. You are not the body. You are not the thoughts. You are not your accomplishments. You are not the money in your bank. You are not what you make, meaning the creations. You are not how long you live. You are not if you are a healthy or an unhealthy body or fit or overweight or whatever. You are not any of that. You're not your kids and what they do or don't do. You're not your parents and what they've done or didn't do. You're not your culture. You're not your race. You're not any of it. You are a shimmering field of awareness. Be still and know. This is not complex. This is not complicated stuff. This is so simple. The brain, the ego, the personal self tries to complicate it because it can't be this simple. And the brain and the ego doesn't want it to be this simple because that's the end of the ego. And there's just life living through you. There's no personal sense of self. That's death to the ego. So we don't want that. So let's stay busy. Let's stay distracted. Nope. This stuff is not complicated. Are you making the time? Do you really want to make the time to wake up? Waking up is scary shit to the ego, to the personal sense of self. It's death. So sometimes we say we want to wake up, but our actions don't back up our desire. And that's okay. We're just not ready yet. We're still afraid. And so we have exercise and things to do to lessen that fear and to keep committing and keep making the choice for love. It's okay. There's no timeline. There's no deadline because you're eternal. Yeshua and heaven and angels, it's all right here, and it'll wait as long as it needs to wait. They're still enjoying the party while you're suffering, and that's okay. You're doing great. You are right where you need to be. Everything you're experiencing in your life right now is for you. The moment you say, I desire God, I desire love, then everything is for you. Everything. Life is conspiring for you always, every minminute. Conspiring for you, breathing with you. That's what to conspire means. And Jeshua's like, we're the same. You are a shimmering field of awareness, and that same shimmering field is the essence of all that I am. It's the essence of what you are. This is the good news, my friends. Yes. Yes. And we don't always need new information. We don't always need new information. It's simple. Be still and know. Make the time for yourself 5 minutes a day. Ask. I think that's what we covered last week. Ask, how can I extend the good, the holy, and the beautiful today? And listen and honor it. And we're still in our 7-week process, or until Christmas, whatever it is for you, of today I reaffirm my commitment to release anything unlike love in preparation for my rebirth. Amazing. I love you guys. I'm so honored to be on this journey with you. We're doing this together with Jeshua, with so many beings that we probably can't even see or know that are with us. It's awesome. If you get value from this podcast, if you thought of someone, please share this podcast. Share it with somebody you thought of. Post it on social media. Send an email to someone with the link to the podcast. If you've received value, don't hide it. Don't hoard it. And also you can do whatever you want, obviously. But don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of your love for this material, for Jesus, for Jeshua, for these teachings. Share it. Take the risk. See what happens. See how you feel. Have an amazing day. And if you want to reach out, let me know you're listening. Just say hi. Send me an email. hello@revelationbreathwork.com. I'll write you back. I'll say hi back. This is cool. We're connecting. Have an amazing day. We'll see you next time.